Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It really is. The fastest hour in radio begins right now. How the heck are you? Got a flight up to Minneapolis, heading up to St. Paul, Minneapolis-St. Paul, for the Monster Cast this weekend. Let me go right over to Shanto down in the Crossbreed Holster Network studio. Shanto, how you doing down there in Dallas, Tejas?
I do all right. How about you?
Doing okay, man. Got to take it easy today. Got some traveling to do tomorrow. Got a few things to talk about. Want to wrap up a couple subjects from yesterday that I had had cooking and going on, that kind of stuff. My question for you is, are you ready to broadcast from the Minnesota State Fair? You know, it's hard to believe it's been a year already.
You know, next year I'm going to have to come visit this place because I hear the food is just intense.
Yeah. The food is intense. In fact, I don't have time to pull it up right now. I mean, it's world famous.
I know
for its food.
Absolutely. And,
I don't have time to pull it up right now. If I can find it while I'm talking and do two or three things at one time, I don't think I can.
Uh-oh.
But there's a...
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are y'all going to be giving away the gun on a stick?
No, we're not doing the gun on a stick this year. We're not going to do the gun on a stick this year. But, you know, somebody had sent me an email with a... There's a publication with the new foods at this year's fair.
Uh-oh.
And some of the stuff is just crazy, man, what they do up there. They innovate crazy with the food on a stick. It's really something. And for those of you who are new to the program, you might not know what Sean was just talking about. Last year, this is my fifth year going up to broadcast with Salem's AM 1280, The Patriot, my great affiliate up in Minneapolis-St. Paul up there in the Twin Cities, WWTC. And last, you know, world famous. The Minnesota State Fair is world famous for its food on a stick. And they have just about everything you can imagine on a stick. I mean, they'll even tell you milk cartons on a stick. It's just a moniker that they give to things because it's so famous with all their foods on a stick. So last year, or was it two? We did 2 years in a row. We gave away at the AM 1280 booth guns on a stick. A gun on a stick, it was a great idea. Had a particular firearm on one side on a stick. Literally attached to a stick. It was a, you know, picture, of course. Then on the other side, it had the logos of the sponsors, USCCA. It had Crossbreed Holsters. It had AM 1280 The Patriot. Then on the back side, it had a stick. And we were passing them out, and it was a fan, you know, because it does get hot up in Minneapolis this time of year.
Yeah.
It's the end of August, man. It's August. August is summertime, you know, global warming impacts. It's hard for me to say that with a straight face. But... Yeah, the gun on a stick. We have, good question, but no, we're not giving away the gun on a stick, sadly, this year. I'm not sure why. I don't know why. We'll have to maybe do that next year, right? But the food, Sean, they got a brochure with like 20, I can't remember if it was 23 new items that are making their first appearance at the Minnesota State Fair.
See, I'm going to have to do a foodie destination documentary about this.
Yeah, it's, see here, I was trying to find that email. I'll try to find it during a break, and I'll read you off some of the new items for this year. But, you know, they made the fried stick of butter. You know, how do you fry a stick of butter? You know, they made that famous, that kind of stuff. Did I try it? No. I mean, I'll try it. I'll eat just about anything, man, but... I'm really not going to egg on a heart attack, you know, that quick.
Hey, butter's supposed to be good for you.
Well, I don't use margarine, and I don't, you know, when I do use, you know, I use real food, and butter is real food. That's what I use. I may use it when I make eggs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's better to use real sugar. Just don't use a lot of it all the time.
Exactly.
But when you do, it's better to use real sugar instead of that fake, you know, crack.
Fake stuff.
You know, I remember when my mom and dad used to put saccharin tablets in their coffee.
Ooh, yeah, my grandfather used to do that, and that's... Have you ever tasted one of those? It's nasty.
Saccharin?
Yes.
Well, you can't taste it now because the FDA pulled it a long time ago because it was so bad for you. But
it was nasty, man. It was a nasty taste.
Can you believe there are people that will vote for Representative Alan Grayson? Can you believe that? That liberal lunatic, that absolute wacko, hateful, un-American. It's just, and that guy's a multi-gazillionaire attorney, too. It's just incredible. That obnoxious guy. I'm sorry, I saw that pop up on one of the monitors. Orlando, Florida, of all places, a place that used to be very red.
Yeah.
When I lived in the Tampa area, that Tampa, you know, I-4 corridor was reliably red.
Yeah.
Hillsborough County was reliably red. And now, for whatever reason, you've got dopey. I mean, these people vote for Alan Grayson. You remember him. He's the guy that stood up there and said, Republicans want you to die. They want you to die. I mean, come on. You know, this is where we are today in America. But there are people that pull the lever for this clown.
Well, you
I mean, just insanity that there are people that vote for this guy.
Well, you know, people just, they don't get out and they don't understand what's going on. And they hear these guys like him and Hillary Clinton talking about the Republican Party being a racist party, or they want people to die, or they don't want people to have Medicare, or whatever the case it is. And that's the only way that they can win, is to make the populace think that there's some kind of, you know, right now, all of a sudden, the Republican Party is like this big racist, ultra-right-leaning, I mean, it's just crazy. Some of the stuff
well,
I hear.
Let me tell you what I think, and I'm as far right as you can get, and I'll tell you what I think.
Mm.
I think anybody over 70 shouldn't have shoes. We shouldn't give shoes to anybody over 70.
You got to explain. What's that all about, man?
I'm just saying, you know, this is the kind of stuff people believe. They could say something like that, and there are people out there going to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Republicans don't think people should have shoes over 70. I heard this guy say it on the radio when I was driving through, you know, I don't know, maybe Salem, Oregon. I was listening to Armed American Radio, whatever that show is, and the host was saying that right-wing Republicans don't want people over 70 to have shoes. So here's the deal. You're right. There you go. I don't want people over 70 to have shoes. People over 70 should be shoeless. You know why? That means they wouldn't go outside, they can't get behind the wheel of a car, and all of our roads would be safer. How about that?
Well, what about the cell
phone? Do you want to use that logic?
I would rather them have shoes and get rid of the cell phone, personally, when it comes to driving.
We have police officers being taught sensitivity training about how to address. When did this become a problem?
It hasn't. But the left, the progressive left, is making it a problem.
See, there you go. This is how this all ties back to gun control. What does all of this have to do with guns and your right to keep and bear arms? It has everything to do with your right to bear arms, because these are the techniques used by the left.
Yes. And if you listen,
to come after your right to bear arms. In other words, what they will say, Sean, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you were actually cutting me off, but that's okay, you know. It is a talk show, and I am the host. I'm allowed to do stuff like that.
Oh,
man, that host is so obnoxious. Yeah, well, I'm supposed to be. It is a talk show, and it's my talk show, so I talk during the show. All right? If you don't like it, go to another talk show, and I guess what? The host will be talking.
Well, that's true.
Called a talk show. I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, no, you were talking about the way
they... I was tying it all together.
Yeah, you were talking about how they use things take away your gun, your guns. And here's a perfect example. Okay, in Dallas, Texas, they want to strip smoking out of all of the parks. Okay?
Right.
And so what they're doing is they're throwing stuff up against the wall, and they'll say, well, we need to keep people safe. And then, you know, now you would think, oh, you know, that might be a good idea. But then when they get that passed, what's going to be next? Oh, you can't conceal carry in your park.
This is what I was talking about. And before I went in that other direction, it's so easy to go down so many different holes. But what I was getting ready to refer to was the fact that this has everything to do with the right to bear arms. You know, I talk about, well, people over 70 shouldn't have shoes. If they don't have shoes, they generally won't go outside, especially in the summer because the ground is hot. And it'll keep them from going to their car, and that'll make roads safer. I mean, this is this convoluted logic where you hear some dope like Alan Grayson say, Republicans want you to die. They want you to die. I mean, people believe that.
Yeah.
This guy wants you to die, you know, because you're old or you're one of our seasoned citizens. We want you to die? I mean, this is just ridiculous. He should have been thrown out. They should have had the sergeant of arms just come take the guy out. You're an idiot. Get out of here. You don't belong here. The people who voted for you are stupid, and we're overriding them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to look.
Those people are going to believe that, too. Somebody's driving down there. And not only did he say old people over 70 shouldn't have shoes, he said we just should go in and take congressmen and throw them out if we don't like what they say, and we should override them. People will buy into that stuff because they don't pay attention and they don't understand sarcasm. Here's where I was going with that. What the Democrats have done, and why this all ties together with gun control, and they're using it now. This is why you have to have your dunce cap off. You have to be paying attention because the media is covering it up. You have to be smart enough to filter this stuff out. What they're doing is they're creating problems in search of solutions so that they can go in search of solutions and make themselves look good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they do here. They create these problems by throwing what you just said out against the wall, see what sticks.
Yep.
Then they find a solution for it, okay? And they know that the headline surfers will fall for this stuff. And that is unfortunately, you know, what happens in today's America, where you just have, unfortunately, you know, God, I had a business partner that he was a lot of things. A lot of things. But when he made comments about telephones, these telephones and computers a decade and a half ago, he said, these things in the kids' hands are going to be the downfall of our civilization, man. These things, I'm telling you right now, they're going to dumb down people like nobody. And he was right. He was largely absolutely correct. People walk around with their faces in these phones, and they miss the world around them. And when they miss the world around them, they wear dunce caps. We'll continue the conversation. We come back right after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. We're getting ready in just a matter of hours to take the Crossbreed Holster Studios far north to the not-yet-frozen tundra of Minnesota, and it will be cold. You know, this is what I like about the fair. I really do. It started Thursday, and it's kind of bittersweet for residents up there. Because while the fair, and it's hot up there, it's hot and muggy, it's, you know, it's summertime. Doesn't matter where you're at, it's summertime. And it gets hot up there, it really does. It can be hot out there, real sticky. But boy, after that fair ends, after Labor Day weekend, it gets, you know, fall comes quick in Minnesota, central and northern Minnesota. And it's relentless, and then the next thing you know, it's wintertime, and the next time you fly up there, you're looking down at every, you know, little frozen over. I'll never forget the first time I flew up there. I haven't been up there in years and years and years. And I'm looking out the window of the airplane, and I'm seeing these little ovals. And they're everywhere. And I'm like, what are those? And then as you get closer and closer to the ground, they're hockey rinks.
Really?
On all of the lakes. Yeah, people, you know, they go out and they scrape off the ice and turn them into hockey rinks. All the neighborhoods have them.
Really?
And there's lakes everywhere and ponds everywhere, and there's little oval hockey rinks all over these. And everybody's out there playing hockey on them all winter long.
Now, do they have the little fish houses? Is that where they ice fishing? That would be a cool thing to do.
Yeah, they do that. And, Wisconsin's big for that. You're probably thinking of the movie with Walter Matthau.
And, yes, I am.
You know, was it Grumpy Old Man?
Grumpy Old Man or something like that.
Hey, you know what I saw today? I tell you what. We're taking it easy today. Our head's pretty much out of the media, at least for a little while anyway. Because we're getting ready to go up to Minnesota and have some fun. But you know what I saw today? It was interesting. I very early this morning got my kids off to school and kind of kicked back for a little bit, did my writing and kicked back for a little bit and flipped on the tube kind of early, about 7:30 in the morning. Twilight Zone episode was on. I love the old original Twilight Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 60s with Rod Serling, you know?
Yeah.
Standing in a tangled maze of Oak Streets, Elm Streets, and Maple Streets, you know? Martha has no idea when she goes to get her mail that she's just stepped into the Twilight Zone. You know that you love Rod Serling; he's great. Not a good impersonation of him, but you get the idea. So yeah. I'm watching this today, and I'm thinking, "Wow, who is that?" Because you always see really famous people when they were really young. That was a springboard back then. And I'm watching this, and it was an old lady. And I don't know what it is about me, but I'm fascinated. I was born in 1962, and it fascinates me that an 80-year-old man, when I was born back at the time of the OK Corral gunfight. You know, so you start to put life in perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are, you know, history repeats. It's not that long ago. You know, and my grandfather was born in 1895. Okay, on my mom's side of the family. Think about that. You know, that's incredible. So I see this old lady up there, so I flip over to see who it was. And she was born in 1888, died in 1971. This was in 1962, and I'm like, wow, that fascinates me. I don't know. Macabre? I have no idea what you call it. But it just fascinates me. But here was this young guy, and he was laying on a couch. And another guy walked in and was talking to the old lady, and she was just flabbergasted that the other guy couldn't see the guy laying on the couch. Well, it turns out the guy laying on the couch was deaf, and this woman lived alone. And she was just waiting for death, and death had come to visit her.
Oh, yeah,
in the form of the guy laying on the couch.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, the other guy couldn't see him because he wasn't ready to die. And I'm watching, I'm looking at the thing, and it was Robert Redford in one of his first roles ever.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know? And you think, wow, that's very cool. He would later go on to do the Butch Cat. And Robert Redford, he's Robert Redford. You know the routine. So very fun stuff, very fun stuff. And I have no idea why we're talking about that. I really don't.
Well, we started off talking about what you did this morning, and then we moved over into the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, how did we even go there?
You came up, like you said earlier, you're the talk show host. I'm just following your lead.
Did I have somewhere else I wanted to go before I went into the?
Yes, I don't.
You're supposed to remind me of that. You're supposed to say, "Hey."
Oh, now it's on me.
You were talking. Well, of course, it's on you. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to keep me on track. You're supposed to turn your mic off and say, "You were talking about this. Let's go ahead and go back to that." That's what you're supposed to do. And if you make a mistake, during the breaks, I got to tell you, I'll go after Sean. I'll say, "Sean, what are you doing, man? You got to keep me on track. Come on, dude."
I think what the conversation started is we're trying to take a rest away from all of the CNNs and the MSNBC halls and all these people.
I can't watch that stuff anymore.
CNN gets on my nerves, but I like MSNBC, and I'll tell you why. Because to me, it's comical. Because these people come on and they say the things that they say, and you just have to stare at the screen and say, "Did I just hear that?"
It's just crazy. The answer is yeah, you did just hear that.
Do they believe what they're saying?
Yeah, you did just hear that.
Yeah,
and it is crazy. But the MSNBC thing, from what I understand, they've been beating CNN in the ratings for like the last 3 weeks. That's pathetic, isn't it?
Well,
that's terrible when you have everything.
Look what CNN, CNN is one of the reasons why Trump is winning, believe it or not, because I'm telling you, 24 hours a day, they try to find something that this man has done.
Not going to be able to. And we want to tell people to get their heads out of the meat. I'm looking forward to going to the Minnesota show.
Now, is
sitting out on that midway.
You've been there ever since the show started.
This is the fifth year. Okay. I this is the fifth year. I missed 1 year in there.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
And it had something to do with other travel plans. Just simply would not work because the fair runs through Labor Day. It started last Thursday. It started this Thursday, just a couple days back, and it runs through Labor Day. And there was a reason I missed it one other time. It's interesting. Usually you get usually guys like Gallagher will go up and do a show at the fair at the 1280 booth, and Prager has been up there before. Hewitt has been up there before, I think.
Yeah, he was.
Bennett was there. This year I'm the only one going up there. To do a program based on some other scheduling because they had their birthday party up there and had some of the big Salem guys go up there for that. So I'm heading up there this year to do the show. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It really is. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we talk about a lot of fun stuff. And one thing that I like about that is I always go past the Al Franken booth on my way to the AM 1280 booth. I've thought some very terrible thoughts as I've walked by that booth. Hey,
wow.
I should probably not tell you what I thought when I walked by that booth.
Al Franken, where did this guy come from? and to survive, not be voted out of his seat is amazing, I have to say.
I mean, Jesse Ventura was elected governor.
Oh, that's true.
And you don't think Trump can win? Schwarzenegger was elected. You don't think Trump can win the presidency? Let me tell you something. The L.A. Times, Paul, I got to go here. The L.A. Times poll has Trump up by one or two now. That rolling daily poll from the L.A. Times has been rolling and trending Donald Trump and is now Trump plus one or two now. I'm telling you, you folks that are believing all this stuff on CNN, and you've got to start paying attention to what's going on here. All right, you have to pay attention to what's going on here. The media is desperate. That's why they're telling you. So they're also quoting polls out there that show Clinton up by 12. That's crazy. There's not that big of a swing. I can promise you. This thing's a lot closer than you think it is. Believe me, I think a lot of people are going to be surprised come November. Well, let me put it this way. Half the country is going to be surprised on November 9th, no matter what happens. And my fear, half the country is not going to accept the outcome. Maybe we'll talk about that when we come back. Who knows? We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 $1,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, we're back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Let's check and see what the Gun A Day. Do we have a Gun A Day giveaway? Let's see if we got the Gun A Day giveaway coming up here. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. Do we have that? Yeah, let's see. The Gun A Day giveaway, you know, this is a huge deal. And we're, you know, 7 hours, 25 minutes, and 40 seconds for this. It's a Springfield Armory 1911 EMP valued at $1,199. And it's a wonderful gun, the Springfield Armory. It's a, you know, small, nice bobtail, 1911, compact, wonderful gun, $1,199. That's what you're going to get a check for if you win today's Gun of the Day giveaway. And the grand prize winner at the end of the month, which is sneaking up on us fast, is going to walk away with 16 gold American Eagle coins. $22,650 current value, give or take a couple, $300-$400, okay? All you have to do is activate your self-defense shield today to claim that new, the new turbocharged benefits and become instantly prepared to protect yourself and your family from the unforeseen legal and financial aftermath of self-defense. That can be a mess. Silver protects you up to $300,000. It's $13 a month or $147 for the year. Gold protects you up to $575,000, $22 a month, or an annual payment one time of $247. Platinum, which is what I have, up to $1.125 million in protection, $30 a month, or an annual payment of $347. Mine is $347 paid. I paid that. My wife, I have on a monthly plan. Just bought it for her in April. So you should be doing the same thing. Be responsible. And, I can't tell you names. Oh, I'll go there in just a second. But here's what I will tell you, that if you carry a gun and you don't have this level of protection, imagine, God forbid, having to use your firearm to defend your life or your family tonight, not having it, having just heard this, and then say, man, why didn't I do that? As you're now having to bankroll an attorney who is more than happy to put a lien on your home and everything you own, because that's what happens. They'll defend you. You'll get the best legal representation. They'll take your home from you in the process and will think nothing of doing it, because that's what happens. It's real life. Don't go down that road. Real simple. USCCAonAir.com. Protect yourself for as little, $300,000 for as little as $13 a month, okay? My best bet's a platinum. Well, I just go all in. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it all, and it's $1.125 million in protection. And like I said, I've got it for both my wife and myself, so you should consider the same thing. You might get lucky and win the gun of the day, which is a Springfield Armory 1911 EMP valued at $1,199, manufacturer's suggested retail price. That's the check you'll get to go out and buy the gun, and if you want to, you can buy whatever you want. Want to go buy a new couch? Go ahead. It's up to you. I'd buy the gun. I already have a couch. All right. Yesterday, I was reminded of this when I was telling you about USCCA on air. I said I'll go back to it in just a second, and I'm going to do that right now, because I was talking yesterday about an email that I'll see if I can find that email real quick about, somebody's calling me right now. I don't do that. They know what I'm doing for a living. I apologize for that. Bonehead of the week right there. Let's see here. Here it is. I read this on the air yesterday. Mark, very interesting story out there of a man named, and I didn't name his name, and I'm not going to right now. He is an over-the-road trucker that was arrested for defending himself against an aggressive truck driver at a truck stop in Omaha, Nebraska. His story is getting out there in the podcast world. Maybe you can help him get it out there in the mainstream. Love the shows. That was from Brent. And I responded to Brent on air yesterday, and I said, when somebody's fighting, when somebody's got a legal challenge ahead of them, I won't bring their story to the air. They have other things to worry about. I don't want them coming on my program or even telling me, oh, it's okay, my lawyer said whatever. No, I don't want you coming on my air and saying something stupid or something that might harm your case. Get out of what you're involved in first, then we can talk about it. And even then, it's not a good idea the very next day after. It depends on the case. Well, I got an email today from that individual himself. And here's what it says. Greetings, Mark. I'm headed for bed, but wanted to drop you a note before I did. If you are interested in me telling my story, I would love the opportunity. I have two major messages that I want to deliver. Number one, win the race to the telephone. And number two, get coverage to protect you legally. I am available almost any time with a few days' notice. Thanks. Now, that's what I was just talking to you about with the USCCA. This is an individual who has spent the last 12 months with a charge, felony, hanging over his head. He was arrested in a strange city at a truck stop while he was out of town. He is going to come to the program. I will be bringing him, hopefully, to the Monster Cast live from the Minnesota State Fair, which, by the way, will include Alan Gottlieb, Larry Pratt will be joining me. Of course, the great Lee Michaels from 1280 AM The Patriot will be on the air with me. Phyllis Schlafly, unfortunately, could not make it work. Sheriff Clark is checking his schedule now. He may come on for a segment or two. Of course, the great AWR Hawkins. We are going to do, because it's a food thing, we're going to be doing some grilling and barbecuing while armed with great Texas award-winning barbecue pitmaster, Mr. Bill Cannon. I call him Texas Bill. He will be here. Lots of fun stuff coming up. And hopefully, we will have this individual on the phone with us who will tell you firsthand what happens when you are forced to defend yourself and your firearm is involved. These charges were dropped. They should have never been filed in the first place. But that doesn't matter. Not when you've got an overzealous prosecutor who is attempting to make him or herself look good politically at your expense. They don't give a crap about your reputation, about your job, about your home, about your children, their future, your relationship. They don't care about your lifelong work. They don't care about your ethics. They don't care about your morals. They don't care what kind of person you are. They will throw you in the clink with every loser, rapist, child molester, murderer, white-collar scumbag criminal like Blagojevich and Clinton and not give a damn. They don't care. All so they can look good in a newspaper article and show you as a conviction. So this individual will be here on the program. I'll be talking with him after the program today. So hopefully we will have him arranged for the show. He is willing to come on and talk about it. We know that it's okay for him to do so. All charges are formally dropped. It's a done deal. So not something you want to miss. Not much I can tell you. Now, I pulled a gun on two human beings. I didn't have to pull the trigger. There were no legal consequences for what I did. It unfolded in a matter of about 30 seconds. You know what else unfolded in a matter of 30 seconds? The OK Corral unfolded in a matter of 30 seconds. Three people wound up dead, two others were wounded in 30 seconds. There is viral video footage of a gunfight that occurred at a gas station in Atlanta, Georgia, a couple days ago, when one individual with a gun confronted someone else at a gas pump at a convenience store, and that individual reached in a car and pulled his own gun, and a fight ensued. Not something you want to be involved in. Not something you want to be involved in. And if it happens to you, God forbid, you had better be protected. And this individual is going to tell us why. And by the way, he doesn't work for me. And he doesn't work for the United States Concealed Carry Association. He's not on the payroll. Oh, and to all you lefty dopeies, he doesn't get paid by the National Rifle Association either. He is a truck driver. Okay? Oh, speaking of Atlanta, I have to say this. Yesterday, I was talking about Atlanta, and I was talking about how I didn't like Atlanta, that I had to drive. I was referring to the traffic in Atlanta, because I know there's going to be some dope out there. So you don't like Atlanta, get the hell out of it. Come on. Had nothing to do with the history of the city and the people and the things. I'm a season ticket holder to the Braves for 2017, for gosh sakes. Okay? Love eating at Petey Pat's Porch, downtown Atlanta. Has nothing to do with that. I was talking, referencing the traffic in Atlanta. Can't stand it if you've never been here. I joke all the time about it. The band Driving and Crying used to do some bumper music for me, right? They're from Atlanta. You know why their name of the band is Driving and Crying? Because if you've ever driven around Atlanta, you've cried, right? The traffic's awful. I stand by that. Be right back. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, wrapping up the fastest hour in radio here for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the Crossbreed Holster Studios for you. Lit up and ready to rock and roll. We are preparing. Boarding passes are ready to roll. To head up to Minnesota for the Minnesota State Fair and bring you the monster broadcast. It is going to be epic, as it always is, and this one's going to be a good one. I was just giving you some of the lineup earlier. Hopefully Sheriff Clark can jump on with us. Very busy man right now. I understand that. But I hope we can grab about 10 minutes. Just one segment with him would be all we need, so that we can kind of get our heads a little bit in the media with Sheriff Clark and let him explain to us why this election is so important. And you're going to start hearing more and more about this. You know, I know the politics gets old after a while, but this is an election year, and it is the single most important election in our lifetime. Let me just briefly tell you why. Remember William Bennett, Bill Bennett, right? Mm. Mornings in America, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was a guest on his show a number of times, at least a couple times, if I remember, from Shot out in Vegas a couple times. Great guy. He loved having me on the program, and I really enjoyed being on his show. Here's what he had to say in a piece in Real Clear Politics 3 days ago, regarding Hillary Clinton and the Second Amendment. Without a doubt, the Second Amendment would become a primary target of a liberal Supreme Court. In recent years, two landmark decisions protecting an individual's right to own and bear arms, Heller versus District of Columbia and McDonald v. City of Chicago, cases that you know well as an Armed American Radio listener, by the way, were each decided by just one vote. Are you noticing the 5-4 trend yet? He's talking about some other cases as well. That's why he said it. Given the opportunity, a liberal court wouldn't hesitate to overturn those decisions. We got a glimpse of this in June when the notoriously liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Second Amendment does not permit the public to carry concealed firearms. A liberal Supreme Court would certainly uphold this ruling and continue to hack away at the rest of the Second Amendment. He goes on to talk about immigration, religious liberty, transgender bathrooms. The EPA, of course, that's a huge regulatory body that is just infringing on all of our rights, just all sidestepping Congress. Abortion, and the list goes on. Here's what he said. I want you to take away from this, then we're going to go to some food at the fair because we're getting ready to head up there. Our country can survive the occasional infelicities and improprieties of Donald Trump, but it cannot survive losing the Supreme Court to liberals and allowing them to wreck our sacred republic. It would reshape the country for decades. If Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, she will, without a doubt, appoint a dyed-in-the-wool liberal to fill Antonin Scalia's seat, thereby giving liberals a strong 5-person majority on the court. It could get even worse if Justice Kennedy retires and Clinton replaces him with another liberal, giving them an unstoppable 6 seats on the court. And I want to finish with this. We don't know exactly what a President Trump will do, but we do know that his list of 11 potential justices is very promising, and a Vice President Mike Pence and a Republican Congress will hold his feet to the fire for good appointments. On the other hand, we know exactly what Clinton will do. So you remember that and take that away. We will talk about that more over discussions in the fair at the Monster Cast coming up in a couple days at the fair. If you happen to listen to this show delayed, you heard the fair show already. Either way, you know what we're talking about, okay? So,
hey, Mark,
keep that in mind. Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
Let's not forget about Ginsburg.
Well, here's the thing. Scalia was the reliable conservative on the court.
Yes.
That's the key swing 5-4 vote. If Ginsburg retires, and she's going to.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be replaced by another liberal.
Exactly.
That's the impact is going to be Scalia for now.
Mm.
And then a future Kennedy. If Ginsburg retires tomorrow, and she will be replaced by another liberal with Hillary Clinton. Now, I want you to keep this in mind. If she retires after the election, which she's waiting to do, she's waiting to retire until the election is over, until she knows that Hillary Clinton wins. That's what her goals are.
Mm-hmm.
That is pathetic that a U.S. sitting Supreme Court justice is, that the court has been so politicized that a justice is waiting. We know that because she already opened her big, fat, liberal trap mouth. Okay? We know what her intention is. And we ought to have some type of recourse, by the way, when that happens. We really should. There should be something we can do about that. On both sides of the fence. Those justices should not be politicized, period. But we understand human nature, and here we don't do the fairy dust, unicorn, fart-sniffing thing. We understand reality here, and that just is unfortunately what happens. But in this case, we know that Scalia is the conservative that's going to be replaced. That's the vote. That's right there is the vote that's going to tip the court. Ginsburg will retire after the election, whether Trump wins or not. Now, she might decide to stick around just to make her voice heard because she can't stand Trump. But even if she does retire, it isn't going to flip the court.
Mm.
Kennedy retiring would flip the court.
The court, yeah.
Thomas retiring would flip the court. Ginsburg, wash. Either way you look at it, it's pathetic. Okay, let's go. We're going to talk more about that on the Monster broadcast from the Great Minnesota State Fair. Just a couple days. Now, I mentioned that food, right?
Yeah.
I found it. Take a listen to the new foods for 2016. This is off of the Minnesota State Fair page. This is serious business for them. Candied bacon donut sliders.
Wow.
Spam sushi.
Oh.
Oh, I'm going there, man.
Oh, no.
I'm going there. I'm going there. I like spam.
Oh.
Minnesota corn dog. Now, I don't know what that. Let's take a look at that. At Gas Station Grill on the west side of Cooper Street between Dan Patch and Judson Avenues outside the southeast corner of the food building. And the food building there is huge. Minnesota corn dog. Not sure what that is. Candied bacon donut sliders. You can figure that out yourself. Spam sushi. It's a sushi roll with a slice of spam in the middle. Oh, I'm going to try it. I love spam.
Ugh.
A carpe diem at the rabbit hole at the Midtown Global Market booth at the International Bazaar East Wall. It appears to be... Can I click on that? Yes, I can. What is it? Taiyaki fish-shaped buttermilk miso waffle cone filled with balsamic roasted strawberry. Mm. and topped with vanilla ice cream, graham cracker crumble, and a fresh strawberry.
Good God.
That looks pretty good. Let's see what that Minnesota corn dog is. Custom ground sausage on a stick made with blueberries, apples, wild rice, maple syrup, cayenne dipped in a homemade corn dog batter, and deep fried.
Interesting.
That's a little bit of heat sweet thing going on there, right?
Yeah, that's a new trend.
All right, the candied bacon donut sliders. Sliced glazed donut holes with thick candied bacon and a chocolate red wine ganache.
Yeah, I could skip that one.
No. Yeah. Now, iron range meat and potatoes.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
A hearty portion of seasoned beef with a layer of cheddar cheese topped with mashed potatoes, baked and drizzled with a wild rice gravy. That's at Giggles Campfire Grill.
Oh, that works. Listen to that.
Macaroni and cheese curds. Oh, rich macaroni and cheese blended with fresh cheese curds, which is a big thing up there.
Yeah.
Now, I told the story. It is kind of funny. You know, when you go up and you buy a bucket of cheese curds, it looks like you need to wrap the thing around your head and walk around with a, you know, you're going to eat those things, man. You might as well just sit down and stick your face in the bucket. But I couldn't help but notice last year, they're so good. And you don't get that. It's like Wisconsin and the Minnesota State Fair. These cheese curds are absolutely incredible. Oh, they're batter deep. Oh, they're wonderful. You can't get them anywhere else. But I noticed the three cops walking the beat up and down the Midway. And I walked over and the restroom is, you got to pass the cheese curds, a couple cheese curd stands, get over to the restroom and then come back over to the 1280 AM, the Patriot booth.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed these three cops getting these big buckets of cheese curds. And I thought, man, wait about 5 minutes and go ahead and do whatever you're going to do if you're a criminal, because these cats ain't going to be able to chase nothing out of here right now. Not with that bucket of cheese curds and that 50-ounce soda in them. They're going to be like, who's that running over there? Get on the radio and tell somebody down the block to try and stop him. Tell him he's got brown hair and a brown shirt.
That's just funny.
I can't move. Tango 6, where are you? Oh, I'm eating cheese curds. Can you have Tango 6 on that, please? Tango 5, Tango 6, we've got a 10-18 in progress. What do you mean? Who's eating the cheese curds? Because in Minnesota, 10-18 means cheese curd eating. I'm just kidding. Lots of fun. I'm going to be doing the 10-18s myself, baby. All right. I will see you from the Minnesota State Fair this weekend from the Monster Cast. Getting ready to head up. Hope you enjoyed the show today. A little bit light for you. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to find yourself. See you at the fair. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.